This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show. I'm really thankful. I'm so thankful to be with you today. You know, one of my employees was very concerned and had gone to the doctors because he was having an issue and he wasn't sure about what was going on with his body. And he's been with me for a very long time. His name is Joe. And so last night after he went to the doctors, and I could tell the stress on his face, and I've been praying for him to have a good report and for, you know, everything to be okay. And he texted and he said, "Sue, I'm texting you first to let you know that I'm cancer free. And I just thank you for your prayers. And I thank you for, you know, just being you." And they were just such kind words. And he's such an awesome guy, and I just feel very fortunate and blessed to be working with him at E. coli, termite, and pest control. And I'm thankful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for it being a clean and good report. And I know so often it's not, and I know there's probably listeners right now, because cancer affects so many people. And we just don't have the answers. My dad died of cancer. He had kidney cancer, and they took a kidney, and they told him, this was many, many years ago, that, you know, if you get through 7 years, then you should be good to go. And at the seven-year mark is when he found out that he then had lung cancer. And he quit smoking the day I was born. He died when he was 60. And it's way too young to die. And I just kept saying, why? And I didn't even have a really good relationship with my father, but I still didn't understand. And I just kept questioning why God would take my dad. And I know that there's people that have lost people that are even a lot younger than that. Even babies, when you look at St. Jude's and those commercials, just tear my heart out. And cancer is just such an awful, awful thing. And it's been around so long, you'd think that we'd come up with the solution to it. But, you know, it is what it is. And we don't have the answers. There's the Nightbird or whatever, the lady that sang, and she told her story about fighting cancer and that it was attacking her voice. And she is not going to be there for the final hurrah. I just read this last night on Facebook, that Songbird, I think is her name, or something like that. Nightbird. And those of you that know what I'm talking about. Anyway, cancer is, you know, having havoc with her, and she has such a positive attitude, and she puts her faith and her hope in the Lord. And she has just spoke to so many people about hope and faith, and she's changed people's lives with what she's going through. And, you know, not always when we pray do we get the answers that we think we want. But I just say pray first, because without it, there, you know, where is our hope, and where is our faith? So I was on something on the website, and there was something called I Believe, and there's 15 Psalms to pray for deliverance. And I don't know about you, but, you know, there's been a lot of dark times. I don't know what you're going through right now, but God does. God knows what you're going through. He does. And he hears you when you talk. He hears you when you cry out to him. He's there. Sometimes I can remember when I've cried out and I'm like, I don't feel you. I don't see you. Are you there, God? And later on, you know, down the road, when I faced those dark times, I realized he was there. And I'm hoping this is encouraging to those of you that are going through that. You know, some of us might be on the highest of highs, you know, just got engaged, just got married, just had a baby. But then there's the others that are really going through a trying time. And, you know, this life is full of both. It's full of both. And it's nice that, you know, it's not always dark. And it's not always rainbows and, you know, stars and excitement. It's a combination, isn't it? And this life is a journey. And when I realized that this life is a journey and that we're learning lessons along the way, it changed my attitude towards things that came, you know, because we can't control everything. I know I like to try to control everything, and I'm sure you probably do too, but we can't control everything. But we do have a choice on how we handle what does come our way. And that's what we're talking about. and where we find our encouragement and where we find our faith and our hope. So in the darkest of times, in the heat of the battles, in the struggles and hardships of life, we can find great reassurance and powerful reminders through the book of Psalm of who God is. He alone is the one who can deliver and set us free from our troubles. So often, we run everywhere else for help. But turning to his words of truth first is the best place to go. Praying God's words back to him aligns our hearts with his. You know, when you speak his words, when you speak his scriptures back to him, it brings peace to our spirit and reminds us that he's at work on our behalf. It brings us comfort to know we're never alone and we can find refuge to him, in him, and strength for our days. And here's a prayer. Dear God, we praise you for you alone are our mighty deliverer. You are our refuge and hope, a shield around us, our strength and protector. Thank you that nothing is too difficult for you. We put our trust in you and proclaim your words of truth and power over our lives and over our loved ones. We pray and thank you for these things. So there's 15 psalms to pray for deliverance. I'm sure there's more, but these are the 15. And this was written by Debbie McDaniel, to give credit where credit is due. And number one is praying to God as your shield. Praying to God as your shield. If you're tuning in right now, I just want to say thank you for doing that. And it's no coincidence that you found this show on the dial, if it's new for you. And I just want to say that this is the Sue Free Show. Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. I would love it very much if you would connect with me by going to Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. I want you to go there and just check out the website. A lot of time, a lot of money has gone into that website, and it has a lot to offer you. And there's a lot of free things on there because, you know, the whole goal is to help you draw near to him and to understand who he is and who you are in him. And as we draw nearer to him, he reveals himself in a deeper way. It's just like in relationships. You know, you start off at level one in our relationships with people, right? And then as you gain respect or gain trust and find out the ins and outs and the ups and the downs, you know, those that are still standing, those that are still there to support you and encourage you and not tear you down but build you up, those are the ones that you want to draw near to. Well, God's there to do those things. It doesn't mean he won't challenge you. It doesn't mean that bad things won't happen, because they will. And I don't believe he makes them happen, but sometimes he does allow them. And there's a reason for that too. You are our shield and the lifter of our heads. We can rest in you because you alone are the one who sustains us and keeps us safe. That scripture alone, just that one, if you truly believe that he is your shield, if you truly believe that he is the one who sustains you and keeps you safe, there's comfort in that, I would assume. There is for me. Just to say that scripture. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God. That's Psalm 3:3-7. How many of you right now are going through a struggle where you feel like, you know, you cannot see victory? You cannot see that victory is yours, or that victory is his. And if you're in him, then victory is yours too. But how many of you are just feeling defeat? And, you know, if you hold on to his word and you speak his word aloud, give it back to him, and it comes back to you and it fills your soul and it gives you a whole new strength that maybe you didn't have before you spoke these words and knowing where to find them so that you can speak them out your mouth, because your soul hears your words and your voice better than anyone else's. So it builds you up in the strength and the promises of the Lord so that you can endure and you can fight this battle. And I'm talking to me right now because I have to remind myself of this. There are so many things in business and personal that attack. And if we don't put that shield on, if we don't understand there is a shield of protection around us, then sometimes we feel the darts can just penetrate and they can get through. And you can almost feel like you're bleeding. I know some of you can understand what I'm saying right now. And I'm saying this with such passion because I feel it. I know what this feels like right here, right now. And I think the reason the Lord, he puts subjects or topics on my mind, it's because he's showing me something right now. And my job, my goal, my purpose is to share what he's teaching with me so I can teach it to you. I'm not teaching it to you. I'm sharing it with you so hopefully you can grab it. I pray this. I don't want to learn every lesson. If I can learn from somebody else, thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I don't want to have to go through all the pain and suffering all the time. If I can hear somebody else's story or their success or their fall down, get back up, and that can bring me encouragement or it can maybe enlighten me to a possibility that maybe I didn't or wasn't aware of already, then that helps me. And I'm hoping that something in the Sue Free Show, something in the words of the Lord from Bible, from Scripture, can encourage and strengthen you to understand you have the shield and that you have his love and his protection. Number 2 of the 15 Psalms is praying to God as your refuge. You are our refuge and your protection over us is powerful. We find joy and blessing in your name. You give favor and strength to our days. Favor? How many out there? How many of you out there? Just pray for favor. Pray for his strength and his protection. And how about praying for his favor? Whew. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. That's Psalm 5:11-12. I'm going in sequential order, in numerical order, so that you can maybe follow along. Number 3 is praying to God as your Savior. You know he is your Savior, right? Lord Jesus, you are our Savior. As believers and your children, we trust in your power to deliver us from the enemy and from all those who intend to harm us. You surround us with deliverance. You surround us with deliverance. Okay, I'm receiving that right now. I need that. How about you? Oh, Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. Psalm 7, 1 through 10. Number 4, praying to God as our rock. You are our sure foundation, our rock, our fortress, our stronghold. You alone are worthy to be praised. Foundation, rock, fortress, stronghold. That's pretty strong, isn't it? Think about that. Powerful, powerful. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Psalm 18:2-3. I receive that in Jesus' precious name. I receive that. I am saved from my enemies, and you can receive that too. Say it out of your mouth. Let everything and everyone hear it. You know, the devil can't hear your thoughts. Did you know that? He can't hear your thoughts. He hears what comes out of your mouth. So how hard is it? I mean, how important is it for us to guard our tongues and to be careful about how we speak, what we say? How important is that? Please guard your mouths. Guard your tongues. Speak truth. Speak what you believe. Speak faith. If you do these things, speak favor, then that's what will come out. There's times my daughter, she checked me the other day because I said something and she goes, "Oh, no, no. Mom, you're the one that talks about our words and the strength of our tongue and the words, and you should not say that. You can take that back." And I'm like, "Thank you, Tiana, for challenging me in that." And she's so right on. Number five, praying in the power of God's name. God's name, Jesus, has power. If you don't say any word but the name of Jesus, there is power in his name. There's songs written about it. We can fully trust in you and in the power of your name. There is nothing else in the world that we can rely on to save us from our troubles. Only you, Lord, hold the power to set us free. And here's the scripture, Psalm 26, 7. You ready? "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." The name of our Lord God. Number six, praying for God's comfort and love. "You are with us always, even in the darkest of times. You bring us comfort and goodness. Your love and faithfulness endure forever." Not just for some time, but forever. Psalm 23, 4, 6. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You will fear no evil, for you are with your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Who is this written for? Is it written for you? Yeah, why not? This is Psalm 23. It's one of the most famous psalms. I mean, I know most people recognize those words. "Thou shall I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Right? I mean, it's like most people know this one. But if you take each sentence and you read each sentence, you're going to realize just the strength and the power that comes out of Psalm 23. Praying for hope in God alone. "We chose to set our eyes on you, dear Lord, our gracious and loving. You forgive us for our sins. You guard and protect our lives. Our hope is in you alone." Psalm 25, 1, 2. "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust. O my God, do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you." How many of you could take that paragraph and read it every day? Hits home, doesn't it? That's number seven, and we're going to 15. So, number eight, praying to God as your hiding place. "You are our hiding place, our safety and security. You promise to protect us and surround us in deliverance from the troubles we face. No matter what we face in this life, you still will hold us secure. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Remember, this is Psalms, right? And Psalms is songs. These are songs. And there are so many songs when you listen to Christian music that encompass these words, the scriptures. And it's a really great way to memorize scripture is by hearing them in songs. And I highly recommend that you listen to Christian music because it builds you up and encourages you and gives strength. You know, His word brings strength. It brings comfort, and it even brings joy. And how many of us need all of those? Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. I want you to do a check right now. Okay, we've gone through 8. And these are prayers for deliverance. How many of you out there are really praying for deliverance? You're going through a battle right now that they say is not against flesh and blood. It might look like it. It might feel like it. But really, it's in the spiritual realm. And when we start fighting things in the spiritual realm, things start breaking apart. And things, favor, you know, favor from the Lord, it starts unraveling. And you really, you know, you don't have control over a lot of the things that are happening. I know I don't. There's things that are happening right now, and it's a whirlwind, you know, and there's so many moving parts. And I'm trying to tackle this one, and then this one, you know, rears its ugly head, and I'm like, okay, do I leave this one, and do I go over here? And some of it's not even priority, it's rush, you know, because there's a difference between what's priority and what's rush. And so, you know, you have to make decisions and choices all along the way on how we're going to battle. And you know what the hardest thing to do is to pull away from all of it in the 40 days going into the desert that Jesus had to go into the desert, right? He had to go in there and he had to get away from everything. And he had to just pray. He had to have time away from all of the noise, all of the distraction, all of the things that are coming at you every minute of every day. And there's so much, isn't there? There is so much coming at us every single minute, every single day. And sometimes it's very difficult to think, I need to take a break from this. I'm just going to go sit in the quiet in the dark and maybe play music and maybe not. Maybe I'll just listen to myself breathe. You know, and sometimes I find that that's hard for me to pull away and take that time. But I have to tell you something, I'm going to tell you something that's very serious, is that when I do carve that time out and I take that time to just listen to myself breathe in and out, breathe, just breathe, Sue, just breathe. When I do that and I say, Lord, please give me discernment. Help me to understand what it is you want me to do right now. Help me to have your eyes, see what you want me to see. Help me to have the ears to hear what you want me to hear. Help me to have the feet. When you do that, things come together. I'm just telling you. Thank you so much for listening. This is the first half of the Sue Free Show. Have you noticed more insects or rodents in your yard or maybe in your home?
Warmer weather means it's mating season.
Cutie, what's your sign?
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, manager at Ecola. When pests start mating, they start looking for food supplies, your pantry, your garage, and a quick infestation can cost hundreds in tainted food.
You don't want pests in your house. We know how to find and eliminate them before they can settle in.
Call us for our free pestimate at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Pests hate that we make our service so affordable.
Don't let insects and rodents move in. Call Ecola now, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. Or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, termitelady.com.
What would you do if your 2-year-old child simply stopped breathing? The day businesswoman and author Sue Freeze discovered her son had developed life-threatening asthma, her life changed forever, sending her on a path of learning, discovery, and environmental activism. Sue's book, Learning to Breathe, chronicles her amazing life and death battle for her son Tyson's life, a how-to manual for parents of children with asthma, revealing the secret causes, surprising cures, and the untold truth about harmful indoor allergens. Written with the passion of a loving mother, wisdom of a successful businesswoman, and deep spiritual devotion, Learning to Breathe is a hero's journey for the parent in all of us. If your child suffers from asthma, this must-read book could save your child's life. Learning to Breathe by author Sue Freeze, available on Amazon, or log on to SueFreeze.com. That's Sue, FRIES.com. SueFreeze.com. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite Pest Control, for sponsoring this show. We couldn't do this without you, and if you'd like to sponsor the show, we'd love to talk to you. So just text me, email me, go to Sue Freeze, spell like friesandward.com, connect with me there and tell me what it is you're needing, whether it's prayer, whether it's you need information, or you need resources, and I'll be happy to oblige. I'll be happy to help you any way I possibly can. I don't have the answers. I don't, but the Lord does. And so I will just, if I can, I will help when I can. Okay, so to do a little review on part one of this two-segmented show is 15 Psalms to pray for deliverance. And one was praying to God as your shield. Number two was praying to God as your refuge. Three, praying to God as your savior. Praying to God was number four as our rock. And number five was praying in the power of God's name, Jesus, Lord our God. Number six was praying for God's comfort and love. Number seven, praying for hope in God alone. And number eight, which is the last one we left off on the first half, was praying to God as your hiding place. So now we're on nine, and this is praying for God's guiding light. The angel of the Lord encamps around us and our loved ones. We are radiant and shining with hope because of you, God. We cry out to you, believing that you will save us from this battle. Though we may face struggles in this life, yeah, you think? We know that you are with us always, working behind the scenes where we can't fully see, bringing us through the storm, shielding us with your power. And here's the scripture. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. The poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Psalm 34, 4, 7, 17 through 20. How many of us are going through struggles? How many of us need to remember these words from the Lord, that he is there and that he can deliver us? How many of us feel crushed in our spirit? My heart hurts. Okay, I just got a feel there's somebody. And, you know, I mean, obviously we have a lot of people that have a crushed spirit. And how do you fix that? How do you change that? I have people close to me that I just feel are so burdened, that just feel, you know, they're just so down. And I so want to just shake them sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? Where you have somebody that is just so down and out, and all they can think about is their past and maybe their failures and their inadequacies. Sometimes we don't understand that all of us, yes, all of us have inadequacies and all of us have had failures. And it's through those inadequacies and through those failures that the Lord can shine bright and teach others how to have hope and how to have faith and to bring us out of that. And we're different then. There's a different person that blossoms and blooms out of that dark time. So understand that if you're in that dark time, understand that there's a lesson. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you. You know, there's a lesson, right? And my personal prayer is, Lord, I want to learn this lesson. You know, I don't want to have to keep going through this over and over and over again. So please, you know, I might need it a little like harsher maybe at times. And I know that sounds silly to ask for a harsher lesson, but I want to learn the lesson so I don't have to go through this multiple times. And if I can learn from someone else, of course, I would love to do that. There's difference in, you know, my daughter, she just went through labor. She had a 6-pound, 15-ounce daughter. The daughter, my granddaughter, her name is Dakota Brave. Dakota stands for friend. And Brave is her mommy had COVID during her pregnancy. So she was breastfeeding her older one that's 17 months old while she was having COVID. And she also was building this baby inside of her during having COVID. Okay, that's a lot of energy and everything going on with this one body, generating enough for three. My daughter was worn out, to say the least. And having COVID, you know, there's these questions that come up, you know. But because of that, the antibodies were built up not only in my daughter, but also in the older daughter that was breastfeeding and the younger baby that was building and creating, getting created in the womb. They all are strengthened. They're all, I would think, stronger because of this situation, the sickness that happened. The point of that is that through our circumstances, through our downtimes, through our inadequacies, through our circumstances, we find strength. Where are you finding your strength today? Where are you finding your deliverance? This is about pray for deliverance. It's what the show is about today. Praying for deliverance. Okay, so I'm hoping this helps so far, and we've only gone through 9. We're on 10, and there's 15, so I better start talking faster, I think. Praying for a firm foundation. A house is built on a strong, firm, you know, foundation, right? Just like a business, you need to have a firm foundation, a relationship. You need to have a strong, firm foundation in order for things to flow and in order for things to grow. You need to have a firm foundation. You lift us up, God, out of the darkness, out of our grief, out of our loss. You make our footsteps firm on level ground. You are our firm foundation, our solid rock. We trust, the biggest word ever, love and trust. We trust in you today. Here's the scripture. It's Psalm 41:2. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Did you see the visual? Did you get it? Did you see that? Picture you there. Are you in the mud and the mire? Are you in the slimy pit, or are you with his help, with your feet on a rock, with a firm place to stand? Number 11, praying for God's refuge. How many of you just need refuge, rest? How many of you do you need refuge? We never have to fear, for you are the one who works within us, around us, and over us, powerfully defending and protecting our way. You are the Lord Almighty God with us, our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. I needed that. Thank you, Jesus. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Number 12, praying for God's relief and rescue. When we are weak and needy, me, and have no one to help, you promise to rescue us, Lord. You will never turn away from us in our distress because your eyes are always upon us, bringing relief from oppression and deliverance from the battle. Here's the scripture. For he will deliver the needy who cry out. the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Number 13 out of 15, praying for God's rest. We find rest in the shadow of the Almighty today and every day. We trust you, Lord, and find refuge under your powerful shield of protection. We believe your angels surround us. Do you picture that? We believe your angels surround us, and we thank you for your loving care over our lives. Here's the scripture, Psalm 91. Now, for those of you that feel you need protection, when people call me and they say, I just feel so vulnerable right now. I feel so so available for pain and evil. You know, there's like this open book where, okay, just grab me, get me, you know, shoot your targets at me, right? And I tell people, I said, go get your Bible, and I want you to read Psalm 91. And on Psalm 91 on my Bible, I put protection, because it's the protection chapter. And I love this. And here's what it says. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Do you acknowledge his name? He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Jesus, Lord Jesus, is what we need to call out. If we don't have the words to speak a prayer, just calling out, Lord Jesus, is good. It's really good. Praying for healing and freedom. Okay, I talked about cancer. When you don't have control and you have no idea your future, none of us really know when our time to go is. Nobody knows. So it's really important that we make the most out of every minute that we have, right? I mean, think about that. Nobody has a promise of our next minute. So what are you doing with this minute, this present moment? And making every moment count. Sometimes we get so caught up in the nothings, don't we? We get caught up on the little things that we forget the things that really matter. I think COVID opened up a lot of our understanding of what was important. But I think that even now, as we're moving back, you know, we tend to lose sight of the importance of what's important. Every moment counts. What are you doing right now, and does that really matter? Don't get caught up in the little things, unless the little things are what matters. Being present with your presence matters. Only you, Lord, can break the chains and turn darkness into light. Only you can bring us through the most difficult of days and save us from our distress. Only you, Lord, only you can do that. Thank you for your healing and for your word that gives us hope and freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for Joe and the great answer to prayer that we got today. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Psalm 107, 13, 14. And number 15, are you ready for 15? Prayer for peace in God's steadfast love. How many of you are praying for peace? Just peace. Steadfast love. Your steadfast love is our true security, our peace, and rest. Think about that. His love, His steadfast love, is where we find true security, peace, and rest. I was telling my son, I said, there's a hole in your heart that only God can fill. And that's true with each and every one of us. We try to fill it with so many other things, but really He wants to have that place. He wants to be first in your life. He doesn't want to be an afterthought. He wants to be the first thought. Take an assessment of yourself right now and ask yourself that question, where is He in your life? We lift our souls to You, Lord, and praise You for Your deliverance and goodness over our lives. Deliverance. Do you need deliverance? Are you praying for deliverance? The book of Psalms, okay? What this is telling you is that if you're looking for deliverance and prayer for deliverance, this is a good place to start. And Psalm is a lot, there's a lot of Psalms, okay? So it's not a small book. Your steadfast love is our true security, our peace and rest. We lift our souls to You, Lord, and praise You for Your deliverance and goodness over our lives. So here's the scripture, Psalm 143. Let me hear in the morning of the steadfast love, for in Thee I put my trust. Teach me the way I should go. Teach me the way I should go. For to Thee I lift up my soul. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to Thee for refuge. Teach me to do Thy will, for Thou art my God. Let Thy God Spirit lead me on a level path for the name's sake. O Lord, preserve my life in Thy righteousness. Bring me out of trouble, and in Thy steadfast love, cut off my enemies and destroy all my adversaries, for I am Thy servant. How many of you need that? That is so good. Cut off my enemies. Destroy all my adversaries. How many of you need that prayer? It's good, isn't it? In all these things we pray, thanking You, Lord, believing You, trusting You in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That is so good. So I had my assistant. I have a new assistant, by the way. Her name is Cynthia, and she's so great. And I'm so thankful for her. I asked her to look up, because Savior was one of the prayers, right, for Savior. And I asked her to ask Bible Gateway, how many times is Savior mentioned in the Bible? So Bible results show 59 times that Savior is mentioned. And I find that interesting, okay? And there's a couple of other words that I asked her to find. So there's a scripture here that uses the word Savior. There's a whole bunch. Bible Gateway is a great place to go if you're trying to do a study or you want just information on words, or maybe you don't know where the scripture is and you want to find an address. You can do it that way too. And 2 Samuel 22:3, my God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior. From violent people You save me. I like that. And there's a couple more scriptures I'm just going to share with you. Psalm 25:5, guide me in Your truth and teach me, for You are God, my Savior, and my hope is in You all day long. Guide me in Your truth and teach me. I want that. Do you? Do you want Him to guide you in His truth and teach you? I want that. I'm asking for that. Isaiah 43, I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from Me, there is no Savior. Okay, so that's that one. Okay, that's one. And then the next one was results for comfort. For those of you that need comfort, comfort Bible results was 71. There were 71 times where comfort. Psalm 23, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I like that. Isaiah 49:13, shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, you earth. Burst into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts His people and will have compassion on His afflicted ones. He will have compassion. He will have compassion on his afflicted ones. Is that you? He has compassion for you. And then shield. How many are really desiring his shield right now? There's 95 shield scriptures. And so I just picked out a couple, and I'm going to read them to you because I think scripture is the best place to be. And I think we already had that one. Okay, 2 Samuel. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. Isn't that good? So listen, the Lord is there for you. He's there for you. And it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you are. And I have so many times when I'm talking to people about, you know, in an elevator or something, I'll meet somebody and I'll just say, so where do you go? Where do you think you go when you die? It's a really good opening question because people go, I don't know. I either just like fall asleep or, you know, I get reincarnated or I think I go to heaven, but I really don't know. Those are answers that I get. And it's a really good question because people, you know, they just need to know, you know, like where they are. And I think that's a really good question because sometimes people just don't ask those kind of questions. And it's kind of weird from somebody you don't know that just sees you in the elevator and you ask that question. I also ask, when was your last termite inspection or something like that? I ask that too. And people go, why are you asking me that? They think I'm crazy. And then I end up getting a new customer. So it's okay. I can do that. And I do that all the time. Anyway, I want to be real, you know, and I'm hoping that I'm real on this show. I mean, I really, you know, I go through things and I know that there's a lesson and I'm always looking for the lesson because I think that we grow from lessons and sometimes it can get the better of us. I know because sometimes I just like, oh, I just want to lay here for the rest of the day. I just want to sleep, you know, I just want to sleep. And hopefully when I wake up from this sleep, things will just be better. Have you felt like that ever? You know, I'm okay admitting that. You know, sometimes people say, man, you just seem like you got it all together. I'm like, at times I think I, you know, things are going pretty well. But just understand that we all go through trying times. You know, I had somebody say to me, oh, you would have no idea what it's like to be in my shoes. And I said to that person, you have no idea where I've been. How can you make a comment like that? You have no idea where I've been. And until you walk in someone else's shoes, how dare you judge or say something like that? You know, I mean, it's like, I haven't been in your shoes. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're going through right now. But I do know who does. And I do know that he knows every hair on your head. He knows every word before you speak it. And the way I know that is because the Bible tells me that. And I find truth in the Bible. I had a stepfather, he says, don't tell me what you're going to tell me if it's from your Bible. There was nowhere for me to go with that relationship because he didn't want anything to do with my Bible and he didn't want anything to do with my God. And I don't know where to go with that. Now, later on down the road, my stepfather, he was very ill and he was dying and he decided that he wanted to meet with me one last time and I had a decision to make on whether I was going to do that or not. So, you know, I've been through things too. So I just want you to be a blessing each and every day. God bless you, and until next week, go to SueFries, spelled like fries, onewordcom. Bye for now.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home. Your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.